Welcome back to PJ's and Prosecco. This week, we are going to be talking all about hot girl spirituality and what it actually looks like, because I guarantee it is different than what you think. Today's episode is going to be a spicy one. And spoiler alert, it is not all sage sticks, singing bowls, and meditations. It is so, so much more. This is about merging your confidence with your consciousness in a fun, flowy way. And I'm breaking it all down in this week's episode of PJs and Prosecco. So tune in to the rest of today's episode if you're ready to stop chasing and start magnetizing. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Let's talk about what even is hot girl spirituality. Sounds like a fun concept, right? Well, this is really about being unapologetic in a union of your personal power, your radiant self-worth, and your deep spiritual connection. It is not about being more healed than everyone else, being the most healed in the room. No, thank you. It is not sitting in silent meditation all day or having a morning routine that literally takes you hours. And it is definitely, definitely not about denying your desires because you're not spiritual enough. I am so sick of hearing people say that they're not worthy of their gifts or developing them. That is so silly. The world needs you and them. Now, what it is it is tuning into your higher self and owning your magnetism. It is about being unapologetically you, spiritual gifts and all, and not worrying about what others might think or say, because guess what? Those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. It's also about trusting your confidence, and that your confidence is actually a sign of your alignment to yourself, your desires, what you're calling in, what you're bringing to the world. And it also is knowing that pleasure, presence, power, all of that is part of your spiritual path. We are not meant to be these meek, hidden spiritual babes. Not on my watch. And there's this long-standing belief, you guys, that drives me nuts in the spiritual space. And I know I really felt this when I came in to developing my gifts 5 years ago. And that was that being spiritual meant you have to be humble. You have to be soft-spoken. You have to be self-sacrificing, and you have to play small. Well, I'm going to lovingly burn that down today because not in Rich Witch land, because the more impact and power and us stepping into our authenticity that we do, the more impact we have. Let that sink in. Because that energy I was just talking about, that's what keeps you small. That's what keeps you spiritually bypassed. Ugh, gross. No more. You can channel light. And you can still command a room. You can wear Chanel and crystals. And you can raise your rates. You can raise your standards. You can raise your vibration all at the same time. Now, why it matters and why I wanted to talk about this today is because so many women are awakening to their gifts and their purpose, but they still feel like they have to tone it down to be accepted. And really what that's doing is such a disservice to everyone around us, to the collective, and mainly to yourself. If you're showing up, toning it down, that's as if you're not even showing up at all, right? It doesn't feel good. But dimming your energy to make others comfortable, that is not spiritual growth. Let me say that again. Dimming your energy to make others comfortable, that's not spiritual growth. This new wave is all about being fully expressed and fully connected. And trust me, as someone who lives fully expressed and fully connected, it's so much better when you are. This hot girl spirituality I'm talking about, it says, you know what? Your desires, you deserve them. Your energy, that leads the way. And your magnetism is exactly how you show up in the world. And I want to talk about for a minute, again, why this is so important to me is because when I first started developing my spiritual gifts back in 2020, I really dimmed my light when it came to those spiritual spaces because I didn't want to seem like too much. I didn't want to seem like I knew all these answers because I felt like I didn't. And I still remember when I had my first group coaching program, Soul Success Method. Any of you listening who went through Soul Success Method, how great was that program? However, it had nothing to do with spirituality, no spiritual gifts. I think I was calling myself a success coach at the time. Who knows what that means? But what was interesting about it is I was keeping my spiritual gifts, my intuitive guidance, my mediumship, my Reiki gifts a secret. However, I then started to sprinkle them into Soul Success Method just to kind of do something a little different and fun and see what my clients thought of it. And just to give it a little try. And my clients loved it. And they said, why are you not bringing this in? Why are you not talking about this? Like, this is what people need. But I still felt like it was me being too much. And that if I came out and put out there that I'm a psychic medium, a Reiki healer, that I was actually going to turn clients away and was going to be like this ick for them. When in reality, it was just me really thinking that I had to be humble and quiet and not tell anyone about my spiritual gifts. Wild, I know now, because you see me as the rich witch next door. And that really all came through me shifting and realizing that by dimming my light, I actually wasn't helping my clients to the ability I knew I could, and I wasn't helping them step into themselves fully. And that's really, that doesn't feel good. That's really, really something to ponder if you feel like you're in that same space, is how can I actually just show up as my authentic self fully so that they can too? Isn't that what we want for them, is to be their authentic self, feeling fulfilled, feeling enlightened, feeling like their best damn self all the time? And what really shifted when I owned my own magnetism and I owned my gifts and I really started showing up, it didn't just happen because my clients told me I should. I went and got certified in hypnosis, with NLP, subconscious reprogramming, and EFT tapping, all these different mindset modalities, because I knew that there was something holding me back from allowing people to see my gifts. And through getting certified, I was able to shift completely, rebrand as the Rich Witch Next Door, and really own myself. Every part of me, unapologetically, and step into this magnetism that opened so many doors for me so far. I have had so many wild opportunities, from getting master certified to ICF ACC accredited on the mindset side, to discovering the Akashic Records, to developing my own spiritual coaching certification, to having my Reiki infused sound baths be heard in front of 4,000 plus people and also be flown all over the country to do them. None of this would have happened if I kept myself small, if I dimmed my light. None of it would have happened. So I just want you to think about what could shift in your life, your business, your relationship, your manifestations, if you stopped dimming your light and finally started showing up as the real you. Ooh, that feels good. I want to talk about three traits of hot girl and her power when it comes to that spirituality. One, it's that you trust your desires because they're not distractions. You wanting the money, the time freedom, the adventures, those are part of what makes you you. Why do we have to think that money and working for yourself or time freedom or adventures, travels, all the things are a bad thing? They're not. They are so amazing, and the reason you desire them so much is not because they're a distraction, it's because you deserve it. And also in your power, it's setting those energetic standards. so that you have boundaries. You do not have burnout. Mm-mm. No burnout needed, because your energetic standards are so high that why would you have to have burnout, right? You get to have everything you desire and more. You have help from the other side. I guarantee when you go down this path, you're going to find that guidance, that mentorship. Hi, I'm right here. If you feel called, DM me to show up in a way with boundaries that allows you to be you and have that freedom you so desire. What does freedom look like to you? What do you want it to look like? And also that third trait of hot girl in her power is magnetize, don't chase. Now, when we take aligned action and we radiate energy, we manifest with ease. And if you haven't already, go back to my episode about manifesting. I show you all my secrets for how I managed to manifest over 100K in less than 21 days, and you can too. But let's talk about this magnetizing versus chasing. Magnetizing your energy allows for you to receive. It allows for you to just live your life and have so much goodness happen because you're not chasing. There's not desperation. There's not scarcity aligned to it. Instead, you have aligned actions that you are taking towards what you desire, and you are manifesting faster, bigger, more easily than you ever have before. And I want to give you an example here from one of my clients recently. Is she was so stuck on the money and calling it in that she was actually repelling it. And why she was repelling it is because she was so stuck on where it was going to come from, how quickly, and this panic around it. If I don't have this money, then oh my gosh, what will happen? Guess what would happen? Nothing. She's always taken care of. However, she was so distraught around the money flowing in and so fixated on it flowing in that she wasn't actually taking any aligned action in order for it to come. Think about it this way. If you never tell someone what you're doing or you never sell, how does someone know to buy from you? How does someone know to hire you as a coach? How does someone know how to hire you in corporate if you never apply? It's seriously, aligned action is so, so, so important. And for her, what she was able to do is we did a lot of mindset reprogramming and energetic rewiring around this scarcity of I'm going to run out. I never have enough. And we were able to shift it into, oh my gosh, I'm always taken care of. I don't have to worry. That worry is not real. And she was able to actually sign on 3 clients within a few weeks. And by the way, she had gone from crickets to these 3 clients. And it was all from this shift to her becoming magnetic. And instead of chase, chase, chase of, oh my gosh, where's the money coming from? Where am I going to get it? What's happening? La, 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 la. Instead, she said, I know my worth. I know that when someone works with me, they have amazing transformations, shifts, all the things. So of course they want to work with me. And then her aligned actions, of course, was telling people what she was doing. Hey, I have this coaching offer. Reaching out to people, showing up on her social media. It wasn't just going quiet and saying, oh, I figured it out. No, she was taking aligned action. She was not shrinking. She was owning her energy, her gifts, her ability to help transform others. By the way, you can too. You can actually shift out of those limiting beliefs to become so magnetic that you're no longer chasing, you're no longer having these fears about worthiness, judgment, money, whatever it might be, and you will actually be taking aligned action that feels so good, that feels so fun, and that actually radiates in and attracts what you desire. Now, that was one of my clients. This happens all the time, you guys, for them. And I want to talk to you about a few of the high vibe without hustle things that you can do. So here's some rituals that I encourage you to try. First, I don't like to call it a morning routine because when it's a routine, woo, that feels like stagnant, like I have to do it. I call it morning magic. This is how you set your day up. Morning magic. And for me, it looks a little different every day. I don't do the same thing every single day. For me, that works. For you, maybe doing the same thing every day is great. Whatever. In your morning magic, I encourage you to consider, you know, a 5 to 10 minute practice. If you have more time, beautiful. I usually keep mine around 5 to 10, although I have just brought in a bunch of chanting, so mine will be a little bit longer now, but that's by choice. In your morning magic, you have so many options: gratitude work, journaling, meditation, mindful practices, EFT tapping, breath work, while you're doing your skincare routine, citing affirmations or mantras. Like, all of that is so beautiful. We love a good habit stack too, so if you can do that. Movement. This is a ritual that will keep you high vibe without the hustle. Movement. You might be like, yeah, but I feel like I have to move. No. Decide what works best for you. For me, it's probably about 3, maybe 4 days a week that having movement in. And that can look different. It can be my lake strolls that I love to do now that it's warm in Chicago. It can be going to Studio Legree and doing a workout. Whatever that movement looks like, dancing around in my office, just really getting in the vibe before I do something. And then also another ritual is just mindful practices. Breath work, huge. Especially if we all of a sudden are feeling some type of way. Bringing it back to our body, our breath, and remembering that we're in control, we have the power, we are the main character. And remember, whatever you do, whatever ritual you decide on, it doesn't have to be a have to or a hustle. In fact, I would recommend it's not. Because it's all about what makes you feel good. Because that's the energy you show up in, that's the energy you put out, and guess what? Makes you magnetic. And that is when that version of you attracts clients who see your value almost instantly, no convincing needed. It's what helps you to attract opportunities that feel like a OMG, hell yes, in your soul. For me, that was those sound baths. Wild, by the way. I did my first one October 2023, and now it's one of the main parts of my business. Confidence. That makes people lean in and ask, what's your secret? Ooh, I know I love when people say, what's your secret to me? Because I say, let me help you find yours. Because everyone's is unique. And your frequency of you is literally you in your power. It really, truly is. And you're allowed to feel fully expressed and deeply connected all of the time. And I would actually invite you to reflect on, where am I shrinking? Where am I dimming my light? Where am I doing that? I also invite you guys to really think about what this newfound magnetism, this hot girl spirituality, can and will unlock for you if you actually start being unapologetically you. I already know that it will unlock that time freedom that you desire, because you're not going to feel like you have to or should do something. It will be what is in alignment for my highest self. What I also love about this is it's going to allow you to step out of that scarcity and that lack of worthiness and really step into owning who you are unapologetically in a way that feels good, not scary. And in a way that you all of a sudden will see that there are so many people around you right now who have just been waiting for you to embrace yourself fully. And they have just been waiting for you to step into yourself, into that happiness that you unlock, that joy, that peace, that safety that you unlock when you stop dimming your light, you step fully into you, spiritual gifts and all, and you finally open up this whole new world. We will definitely be diving even deeper into this in future episodes, but I cannot wait to hear how you have stopped dimming your light. And in fact, if you feel like maybe you're dimming your light a little too much, I invite you to come and DM me and let's see how I can help you to step fully into yourself, spiritual gifts and all, in a way that feels good for you, both mind, body, and soul. See you next week. That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. tag me at The Rich Witch Next Door so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.